Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Journey Towards Transformation. I am your host, Villa Powell, and I am glad to be with all of you here tonight, 8 a.m. here on the Pacific Coast, and to my friends in the East Coast at 11 p.m. I am grateful for this opportunity to be on this journey together. I am so excited for the amazing guests that I have the opportunity to have on my show tonight, and we'll be getting to her in a few minutes. I do want to do a couple of housekeeping things to let you know that next week our show will be on solitude, and that will be the second devotion in my book, 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. And then on the 17th, another powerhouse guest, Renee Wiggins, Being Fabulously Fit in the Kingdom, another amazing author and coach, will be with us the following week. Today, I want to start the show a little different with a moment or a minute of silence. Today, February 3rd, is the one-year anniversary of a beautiful, vivacious, smart, fantastic, wonderful woman who I had the opportunity to work with for 8 years, who at 36 years of age returned to eternity and transitioned last year. This time I was bawling my eyes out and traumatized, and so were a lot of people. And I send love to Juanito's family, who was with Leilani when she passed away, and to sending love to her son. One of the best memories I have is watching those three young men be pallbearers on their mother's casket, and the bravery and the their behavior that day was a living witness to the work and the investment that Leilani had done. And I miss her every day, and to see my friends on Facebook today posting that today is the anniversary of her transition, I could not mention her, for she had touched my life in so many, many ways. And then today, asking as you listen to this, whether live or on the archive, three young men, Tyrone Williams, Daniel Williams, and Isaiah Williams, these are my daughter's half-brothers, their mother this weekend transitioned to eternity. 51 years of age, the same age as me. And again, a vivacious, beautiful, creative, and magnificent woman returning back to eternity with three young men who she has invested her love and her time in, who are going to need love and care and support. And so for these two great women and for the men that, young men that they have left behind, just want to have a moment of silence, not of sadness, but of joy, celebrating these beautiful women's lives, and then of just surrounding their sons with love and power and encouragement and covering them with prayer, for they're all under 25, and knowing that they have many more steps ahead of them, and that they are not alone, that they are loved all around the world, as their mothers are also, I'm sure, watching over them from on high. So just a few moments of silence to honor these great women and to send prayers of love and encouragement to their sons. And amen. Now, this is the month of love, and I start this month out by having a wonderful expert on the show, a woman who just, I think, why did I choose a half-hour show? Because every guest I have, they have so much to share. They're just so powerful and so wonderful. So I'll begin the show by saying, yes, I will have Tina back. So we'll have her back because she has so much to share. But this month being the month of love, I wanted to have a beauty expert come on and talk about women loving themselves and then men loving themselves, how beauty and looking good can love yourself. She has an amazing story that I remember maybe 2 or 3 months ago on Facebook, she was celebrating her birthday, her freedom, her victory, her choice, her capacity to every day she chooses to be drug and alcohol free, and just so proud of her and that struggle, again, that choice of self-love. And her book, her freedom, and her business, so much to talk to us about tonight. What can I say? Tina Hobson is the international best-selling co-author of Success in Beauty, The Secrets to Effortless Fulfillment and Happiness, which in the month of love, everybody needs that. She speaks publicly and advocates for women's rights, including prevention of domestic violence, along with sponsoring and hosting women's empowerment events. Tina has spoken to thousands, educating on the devastation of addiction to alcohol and other drugs by telling her personal experience of being delivered from years of using everything from alcohol to heroin to crack cocaine. Tina is presently the host of I Am Superwoman Radio, which is broadcast weekly via Blog Talk Radio and Facebook, and I've had the great privilege of being on her show. When Tina is not helping others with their personal needs, she manages her own business, Tina's Glory LLC, providing women with the highest quality Remy and Brazilian hair weave, along with offering them the opportunity to buy and brand their own hair weave. Tina's Glory LLC is motivated by the scripture in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 11:15. But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering. So I've got this amazing woman, warrior, winner, and it's with a heart full of gratitude and love that I let onto this radio show and give over to her, the one and only Tina Hobson. My dear, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ms. Powell. How are you this evening?
I am well, my dear. Thank you so much for saying yes. Saying yes to me twice when I begged you to let me be on your show, and then I begged you to be on my show. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and that's how we do it. You know, there's so many myths out here that sisters can't get along, that we're in competition, that we're stabbing each other in the back, and we can't be trusted. That is so far from the truth. I have such wonderful, wonderful sisters of all races and ethnicities in my circle, and I'm so proud that you just happen to be one of them, and I thank you for offering me the opportunity to be on your show tonight.
Well, it is my privilege, and it's now become the Tina Hobson Show. So I hand the reins over to you, just asking, as we spoke before, this is about love, and of course you have shown me so much love, and wanting you to talk about beauty, love. Please share about your battle with and how you overcame addiction, and then talk about your hair. And I will tell you, and I'm very interested to hear about that, because here in L.A. you can't go a block without them wanting to sell you some hair. And my question is, am I still beautiful? Am I still beautiful? I use the hair God gave me. So you're beautiful just the way you are.
Yes, you are beautiful just the way you are. And I believe we all are as women, you know. But it doesn't hurt every while to just enhance it just a little bit, because it just makes us feel pretty, you know.
And I'm glad you said that. Enhancing, not replacing. So many women want to replace. It's like a hand. Believe me, I've had my weaves. I love them, and I love my braids. So, but yes, that is not. I'm beautiful, however I am. But we can all enhance our beauty. And don't forget to talk about your Avon.
Because beauty comes from within. You know, it's got to start with from within. You know, with a sense of self-esteem. It doesn't have to be self-esteem that takes you to the point where you're arrogant or conceited, or thinking you're better than anybody else. Just knowing who you are, loving who you are. You know, I can love myself if I've got on a full weave and a three-piece suit, or I can love myself if I just shamelessly don't even take off my pajamas and run to the corner store, you know, throw a hat on and go get my cup of coffee or whatever and run right back home again. Either way, I feel good about myself, you know, and I want to be honest, though, that it's not always like that. And today was just a day that I was just all over the place emotionally. But I thank God that today I can reach out to other women and let them know how I'm feeling, and I can get positive, real, honest, constructive feedback on their opinions of how they think I should handle a situation when I don't always know how. First of all, I wanted to say you have my condolences on the loss of your two wonderful, wonderful friends. And today I lost a very, very dear friend. So I've been in an emotional basket case all day long. Well, even before I found out about my friend transitioning, I was already emotional because here in Ohio, the winter months are cold and snowy, and they can be really, really depressing. And I guess the weather just got to me today because I've been cooped up for a while, had fallen, and then the weather wouldn't allow me to go out, so I was just feeling sorry for myself all day. But like I said, I have sisters who I can count on to support me no matter what my mood is, and they don't judge me. They love me for who I am. They love me because I am. They love me because of whose I am. I don't have very many friends or associates or close inner circle sisters who don't have a spiritual connection to God. You know, that's one thing I always can count on, is to be able to turn to the one person who loves me unconditionally. Is that man upstairs. He loved me when I was in the depths of alcohol and drug addiction, and he loves me today as a business owner, as a licensed social worker, as an Avon leadership representative. You know, whether I'm cute or I'm ugly, he still loves me anyway. And you were talking about this being the month of love, and it is February, the month of Cupid, you know, Valentine's Day. You know, but what I feel that we should learn and know how to love each other and others every single day. Every single day, just like every day should be Christmas, every day should be Easter, every day should be Valentine's Day. Because this world today is devastating. It's scary. It's really, really scary. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, if more people loved each other, this world would be a much, much better place. You talked about my book. I am the co-author, the proud, proud international best-selling co-author. I have to get used to that. You know, international best-selling co-author of an awesome book called Success and Beauty, The Secrets to Effortless Fulfillment and Happiness. And even talking about that, I have on the line tonight the compiler of that book, Charlotte Howard, 44-time international best-selling author. Such a beautiful lady, such a wonderful, wonderful spirited, spiritual lady. And she gave me the opportunity out of love to be a part of the project Success and Beauty. And I will be forever grateful to her, because what she did is opened up a door allowing me to have more confidence in myself, allowing me to be able to market myself in an area that I honestly didn't think I would be able, I didn't even have a clue about knowing that I would be an author. It was something that I had played around with, wasn't totally, totally serious about it, but I had jotted down some things, and I'm really blessed that I had jotted enough down to have prepared when God put it on her heart to ask me to be a part of the Success and Beauty project.
Well, that tell book, us, first of all, where we can get the book from, and what is your contribution to the book about?
Okay, the book is now in three different versions. You can get it. It's on Amazon.com, and you can get it in Kindle versions for your tablets. You can get it paperback, and you can get it on audiobook now. Just go to Amazon.com. You can type in my name, or you can type in Success and Beauty. The beautiful book cover will pop up. You'll see it, and you can place your order. And if you're local, if you're in the Northeast Ohio area, I have books in hand. You could just call me and ask me. I'll personally autograph it, bring it to you, meet you somewhere, whatever it takes for me to get it to you. I'm really, really proud. I had my very, very first book signing a couple of weeks ago, and it was awesome. The support from my sisters that came out, and I'm not going to exclude my brother-in-law and a couple of other gentlemen that showed up. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Like I said, it was an esteem builder. It was a confidence builder that, okay, I could do this. I could do this. And you asked about my contribution to the book Success and Beauty. My chapter is entitled Staying Inspired When Facing Challenges. When I was given the opportunity to make a choice of what I wanted the title of my chapter to be, that one just, it just stood right out. It walked on its own, on two legs, and said, this is it. And the reason that I felt that way is because my life has always been a challenge, either a challenge that was brought to me or a challenge that I created myself. You know, I've learned not to be a person who blamed the world for what happened to me. Most of the things that happened to me prior to November the 1st, 1989, that were not positive were things of my own doing that resulted in an almost 25-year journey, no, not a journey, a nightmare of drug and alcohol addiction. My story in the book is about survival. Survival is a story that just needed to be told because I know that by my telling my story in this chapter, it opened the doors for other women who have gone through the same things that I went through but might have been afraid to even acknowledge it or are in denial about it or just didn't know how to bring it out. So I opened that door. I opened that door of revelation, that door of freedom, because the truth set me free. Ever since I've been telling my story of drug and alcohol addiction, every time I tell it, I feel freer. I feel lighter. I feel a sense of pride. You know, I feel delivered because that's what I feel what happened on November the 1st, 1989, I was actually delivered from the demons of addiction. You know, so many women, like I said, are ashamed to tell that closet stuff that has happened in their lives. However, like I said, I knew that the truth would set me free. And not only just set me free, but set thousands of others free also. My story talks about a struggle to survive. How did I survive? Actually, Vila, I survived in spite of myself. I survived because of the love of Jesus Christ, because I know today without a shadow of doubt that it was because of no power that I had, because I was truly, truly powerless. Every single time that I said I wasn't going to get high, I got higher. Every time I said I wasn't going to walk the streets to turn that trick, oh, shoot, the devil just popped up and I was busy all night. I was just busy, busy, busy doing whatever I needed to do to get whatever drug that was available to me. Then I tell the story about what my life is like today. You know, after years of using every single drug that's probably imaginable, acting in ways that are unquestionable, immoral, just downright devastating, and I can just say nasty. You know, today I'm a lady. You know, where once I was homeless, I've been a homeowner. Coming into my deliverance from substance abuse, I was unemployable. Today I have my own business. You know, I came into deliverance not saying I was uneducated, because I had always been a bright little girl. I had always been smart, sometimes too smart because I was smarter myself. But without a formal high school education, today I have a bachelor's degree, and have taken some master's courses, and I have a state license in social work. So nobody can tell me that I wasn't loved by God, because I know it was only through his love that I've made it thus far. I, like I said, there was nothing that I did on my own or of my own power that got me to where I'm at today. Writing this book, telling my story, it opened up my heart and it opened up my mind and it opened up other avenues within me to pursue writing my own solo book, which will be finished by February the 15th. And Charlotte and I's prayer is that it will be released on my birthday on March the 30th. Now, the title of that book is, of course, Got to Have Love. It's about, the title is, Oh, How He Loves Me, Reflections of God's Love for Me and for You. And it's more of a devotional.
Well, that sounds like then I'm going to have you back on my show in April or May to talk about your new book.
I'll be here. God willing and the creek don't rise, like the old folks used to say. Yes, I will. But oh, how he loves me.
I want to stop you for a minute because you shared so many powerful things. You know, for someone to say, when I look back on my life, I'm not going to blame other people, but most of the calamities, most of the situations that were unbeneficial to me, I had a part in that. That's a statement of a person who is walking in wholeness. Because when you want to blame and point the finger, that shows there's still a lack of healing or wholeness. Right, that there were other people involved, we know that. But for you to say, if there was a mess, I was in the mess. And I either welcomed the mess or was open to the mess or caused the mess, that I am... That is such a, you know, as a coach, and I know myself, that's such a huge healing statement to take self-responsibility. Like you said, yes, it was the power of God that healed you and your own connection, God in you, working through you. But once you began to take responsibility, that's when you can make room for healing. As long as it's outside of you, the causes, the outside is where you're looking to find your healing. But God is within. So that I couldn't let that time go by without you talking about that. So you got about 5 more minutes. I want you to talk about your book and about your hair business.
Okay. Well, to piggyback on what you just said, you know, I can also remember times where, you know, I had gotten so used to, so accustomed to chaos, you know, that even when people were coming to me, God was sending people to me to rescue me, I was so used to negativity and ugliness and nastiness that I turned them away. I can remember the gentleman that I was employed by at the end of my devastation. He would get on his knees. He would actually make me get on my knees, too, at the end of the work day, and he would pray. He would pray for my deliverance, for my recovery. And I prayed, too. I prayed that he'd hurry up and leave me alone so I can go get that next hit. You know, things, thank God, that things got so bad, and they say in the 12-step programs, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and, girl, I had gotten sick and tired of myself. It was then and only then that I was able to turn my face around, and in turn, my life was turned around. Today's good. Success and beauty, like I said, comes from the inside out. You can look like a beauty queen. You can look like a fashion model on the outside, but if your heart is not right, if you don't have a heart for people, if you don't have a heart, a charitable heart, or a heart that is there to not tear another person down but to lift them up. What the Temptations used to say, beauty's only skin deep but ugly to the bone, that is so true. It's an inside job. But when it comes to the outside, I can help you with that too. I have my own, I've now partnered with Pure Remy. It's a hair distribution company out of Hollywood, Florida, and we provide you with the finest quality of Remy Brazilian, Eurasian, Malaysian hair extensions, sew-ins, clip-ins. They even have a new extension now, tape-in. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it because not only am I able to provide you with the hair, I'm also able to offer you the opportunity to become a businesswoman for yourself. And that's what most women out here want. They just don't know how to go about getting it. So I'm promoting all the time. You know I'm on social media day and night. Well, I start out first thing in the morning, no matter what time I wake up, is doing my daily scripture, my scripture of the day, and then I go into promoting. I'm promoting Pure Ring. I'm promoting Tina's Glory. And I know it's a success because I based it on spiritual principles. I didn't go into it just half-heartedly. I didn't go into it just to sell a bundle of hair out the back of my trunk, even though I do sometimes. Okay, if I've got it and you need it, there it is. But my main goal is to help other people, help other women start their own business. And when you've got, at the end of the day, when you've got something with your own name on it, that makes you feel beautiful. That makes you feel proud. And that makes you want to just wake up with a smile and say, okay, something greater is going to happen in my life today. Because when I went to bed last night, something great had already happened. So what's going to stop it from continuing today? I've been in the hair business almost 2 years now, and I'm loving it. I've been with Avon in the Avon Leadership Program for going on 7 years now, and we're not Grandma's Avon anymore. We're more than just lipstick. Avon empowers women. We are advocates for prevention of domestic violence. We are advocates, and we donate millions and millions of dollars to breast cancer prevention. Every cause that is a cause that empowers women, Avon is there. You know, we do fundraisers for children and children's hospitals. We just do so much for the community. Avon started out in 1886 with one little lady, Mrs. E.F. Albee, and 128 years later, we're 7 million strong all over the world. And that's got a lot to say. We've outlasted every beauty company that has ever attempted to sell a lipstick, a makeup, a blush, foot cream. We supply you with everything from the bottom of your feet to the tip of your eyebrows. And I love it because, again, you know, yeah, we want to look cute, and Avon
does
that.
That's true.
Tina's Glory
does that. And I love Avon. So we're running out of time. So tell people again, how do they get to your Avon page? How do they get in contact with you? And we'll probably be ready to say goodbye.
Okay. Well, you can find me on all social media, either Tina's Glory LLC, Tina Hobson, I Am a Superwoman Radio. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Pinterest, Instagram. I'm everywhere. I have my own website on Wix.com. That's Wix.com / I Am a Superwoman 2. I am on every single Friday night on I Am a Superwoman Radio, on Blog Talk Radio, the same as you. I can be found in Cleveland, Ohio. I've got Avon stickers, magnets all over my car. You can't miss me. I am everywhere. Okay.
Well, darling, it has been a privilege having you on the show, and I didn't even know your whole story. So to listen to you today, wow, you're definitely going to be back. At this point, you're probably going to have to be on 4 or 5 more times. It's just your book, just so many more things. But I praise God for the time that we met, Sisters from Another Mother. And the opportunity to share with one another. Let me thank everyone who listened tonight. Ask them to tune in next week where we'll talk about solitude and to remember the journey towards transformation. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Viola, so much for having me on tonight.